Hey everyone, this is Claudia, creator and producer of Starfall, and boy, is it good to be back. Coming up here in just a few minutes is the first installment of Fennel's Food Cart, a Starfall side story that takes you on a messy, epistolary food tour across Falston. But before that, an exciting and important announcement. Starfall Season 2 is happening. Starting this summer, we've got 12 episodes featuring Leona, Fel, Dalin, Axel, and all the rest of your Caraval troop favorites in some brand new magical theatrical adventures. But before that, we could do with your help getting this show on the road. Starting today, our show is crowdfunding for Season 2. Funds raised will go towards paying our wonderful cast, who you'll get to meet more of in the coming weeks, commissioning more original music for the show, getting directing assistance, and giving a stipend to the person who writes, edits, and produces our episodes. Still just me at this point. This is all to help make this show a more sustainable effort that can hopefully release stories on a slightly more regular basis. But it's not just about us. We've been working on some extra goodies for our supporters too. There's a TTRPG hack that'll let you play in the world of Starfall, and a 3-hour talkback special about scenes 8 and 9, and the chance to add your own saint or play to Falston's canon. And in addition to that, we've got bloopers, stickers, recipe cards, episodes on cassette, handwritten exclusives, tarot cards, and more. So if any of that sounds good to you, check out the link to our campaign in the show notes, or on any of the social medias it's plastered across by this point, and donate today. Or if you can't donate, tell your friends to donate. Tell your former pirate mother figure to donate. Tell your ex-coworker you had a messy breakup with to donate. Just get the word out there and help us make this season the best it can be. And hey, thanks.
Of Palaine, 890. To my dearest, darlingest, culinary companion, Senthi. Greetings and salutations. It's been far too long since last we spoke. Well, there's a myriad of excuses I could make as to why, but a man whose business takes him all across the continent has no better reason he hasn't any time than a woman whose family has kept her tethered to one spot. Although, if I do recall from our last exchange, you were considering having a walkabout of your own once your little family was old enough to look after themselves. Oh, there's a bit of tragedy in how quickly children seem to grow and become their own people. But I hope there's some solace in this fact if it has allowed you to fly away from your coop once more. As for myself, well, I've recently found myself in the fortuitous position of being unemployed, which doesn't mean that my travels will need to come to an end. Just that they'll need to be undertaken with a bit more frugal forethought, as they'll now be on my own dime rather than the company's time. As such, I've decided to make an investment in my meandering career path. A wagon of my own. This new beast of mine was apparently salvaged from one of Stenex's shipping centers, and it still has the insipid orange paint job to prove it. As well as an overwhelming aroma of fish that clings to the very baseboards, regardless of how many times I scrub them. But a good paint job might solve one of those problems, and who's to say? I might come to enjoy the reliable scent of fish along this new venture of mine. After all, I Suppose it would help your understanding to know what it is I intend to do with this cart, wouldn't it? You see, my dear friend, given our shared interest in culinary delights, I've decided it would only make sense for me to start my own food cart. The business model will be dead simple. I bring food to my cart, and then I eat it. Oh, I know you're already making that face at me. And don't worry, I won't be dining on others' work all the time. I'm a grown man who knows how to stock his own larder by this point. It's just lard, right? You put lard in your larder and then you just eat the lard? Kidding. Well, in all sincerity, I'm excited for the next chapter of my life to be underway. And for whatever that entails, to be a glorious new start for me. I only hope it might lead our paths to cross again someday as well. No guarantees on when or where as of yet, but for the time being, your next letter can assuredly reach me in my first destination, the city of Ludinalis, Mersin. So keep your nose peeled for the smell of fish, and keep an eye out down the road for Fennel's Food Cart. has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Fondly in food and friendship, Fennel Fanundrum.
Fennel's Food Cart is a Starfall side story, written and produced by Claudia Elvidge. This episode featured the voice talents of
Ray O'Hare as food cart proprietor.
Our music is composed by Trace Callahan. For more information, visit starfallpodcast.com or follow us on Tumblr at StarfallPod.